When you were in Yale, the subject of civil disobedience came up, and yes. you had a problem with it because it meant breaking the law.
Yes.
Tell us about an experience. You were seated at a luncheon next to Martin Luther King.
I was, and William Sloan Coffin, our chaplain at the university, was a famous freedom rider and so on in the South at the time. And I had told him I didn't believe in civil disobedience. Take a stand, but don't break the law. So he seated me next to Martin Luther King at lunch because he wanted Martin Luther King to convince me I was wrong. So here's Martin Luther King, and you talk about patience. And here was I, this college kid who at that time thought he knew a whole lot more than he knew. So I proceeded to tell Martin Luther King, of all people, that I didn't believe in civil disobedience. And, you know, I'm sure his patience was really tried, but he spent a lot of time just talking to me about it and why I was wrong and so on and so forth. Of course, at the time, we still left the dinner table. He had not convinced me, but of course, today I think he was absolutely right, and peaceful civil disobedience was absolutely the only thing that could have worked at that point in time. So I had a whole change of view about a lot of things, but you know, there are times when I have students, I'm sure it wouldn't surprise you, who think they know a great deal and maybe think they know more than they know, just like me. I remember one student who came in one day in the office of my secretary. He says, "Why are you spending so much time with that kid?" I spent probably 2.5 hours arguing with him about something because he came in to tell me why I was wrong and he was right. I just kept on. My secretary, "Why did you spend so much time with him?" And I thought back. I thought about Martin Luther King and people like that who spent time with me. Just think of the patience they had to spend time with me. I thought, well, you know, at least I can do is have patience with some of these people who think they know everything too, just like I thought at the time.
After speaking with Martin Luther King, did you feel this man is special, so
yes,
articulate,
I did.
Or did you see something?
Yes, I think he was articulate, but I think, you know, he was a very forceful man and fearless and very blunt. But he did have the feeling that there was a real kindness at the core of him. As I said, I'm not sure I would have had the patience that he had with me. I'm sure he wanted to just reach over and knock me out of the chair a time or two. But he didn't. He was really very patient. I did sense something special about him. And, of course, as I grew older and as I read more of what he had said, I came to appreciate him so much. And it led to one of the votes that I cast in the Senate that was probably one of the first really difficult votes I cast, and that was creating the National Martin Luther King Holiday. Hmm. Here I'm the college kid seated next to Martin Luther King who was disagreeing with Martin Luther King. So comes the proposal for a Martin Luther King Holiday. My mail ran 900-1 against it. From the state, 900-1 against it. There were something like 100,000 that wrote me against it from Oklahoma, but I voted for it. I voted for it because I'd come to admire all the qualities about him that I first disagreed with when I was a college student, so I'd come full circle. I wrote an 8-page letter back to all the people who wrote me against it, explaining why and explaining how I thought it was very important for us to be an inclusive society, besides his value of nonviolence and all the other things, that African Americans had to feel like they were full-fledged Oklahomans and Americans. And it wasn't up to us. Some people wrote me and said, oh, it should be Booker D. Washington Day or something else. But I said, no, this group of people, to feel included, they have to pick the person that they can most closely identify with and admire. So it was interesting. Several of them wrote me back. Say I wrote 100,000 letters, I maybe got 10,000 back. Some of them said, "You've convinced me." And the other half said, "You're worse than I thought." So I never convinced them. But interesting that that was one of my first controversial votes.
The state newspapers, how did they treat that decision?
I don't think they were too favorable. I can't remember specifically,
yeah.
But not too favorable. Most of the papers weren't.